Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as Rona Murphy faced those opposition calls for her to resign as Ken Corlett this afternoon, regional independent TD Michael Lowry expressed regret if his two-fingered gesture in the Dáil had caused offence. Earlier, the thought that Simon Harris had described that gesture as seemly, unseemly and unbecoming. But in a statement, the controversial Tipperary TD insisted it was made under provocation, but not with any malicious intent. With some in opposition accusing Mr Lowry of giving two fingers to the Dáil and the democratic process, Drive Time's John Cook has been asking his constituents in Thurles for their views.
People around here love Michael Lowry. You know, he's for the people of the town. He goes to every funeral in the town and he is available to be contacted. I've met him walking around the town here. You know,
Lots of TDs do that, but they didn't have tribunals finding against them in terms of the way mobile phone contracts were handed out. Yeah. They don't have the same controversy around them.
Well, Michael Lowry has never been in jail. He's been elected by the people. He topped a poll here numerous times over the years.
Do you know anything about this deal that he has with the current government, and is it good for Thurles and North Tip?
I think it's going to be good for Thurles, yeah, because he's got some kind of collateral over the government, and the more he can extend that power, the better it is for people of Thurles and Tipperary as a whole, I think.
So, no, I don't agree with what he done, but in fairness, he wasn't been listening to Chadmaine, the Dáil, whoever she
is. But isn't this all about him being listened to? People say this speaking rights row has come about because of him wanting to be on both sides.
I don't know about that.
I saw the newspaper with the two-finger salute, yeah, so... It doesn't set good precedents.
He said he didn't mean any offence by it.
Yeah, we all say things like that, but in the heat of the moment, he actually has to keep his composure and keep his cool. If he doesn't, he shouldn't be in the job.
It wasn't a two-finger salute.
It wasn't?
No. He was asking his buddy, 2 points, 2 points.
They weren't in the Dáil bar?
No.
Look, he was only doing it to someone else. He wasn't doing it to the country, was he? I think if it was anyone else, there wouldn't be this much of an uproar over it. It's just because of him, they're making a big deal out of it.
Well, he does have a past. Tribunal findings against him, quite controversial.
Yeah, but as a local man, he gets things for us, you know. He's done it for Thurles and Tipperary and everything, so I don't hold anything against him anyway.
You don't like his style?
Personally,
why?
Yeah. Symbols like that yesterday, now, that's not how somebody, a representative of the people, should do. You know, they're elected to behave, and I think that was actually...
He seems to behave quite differently to other politicians, as we found before.
Yeah.
Tribunals of inquiry against him.
History,
the Taoiseach said previously he wasn't fit for public office.
And here he is.
But is it two fingers to all of that and just doing what he wants for North Tip?
Wouldn't you think so? Yeah, I'm here now. Put up with me. Yeah.
Can the government continue in this way, do you think?
It will be challenging.
It just seemed like a bit of a circus going on there yesterday anyway.
Opposition calling no confidence in the Ken Corlett now, who was... part of that deal arranged between Michael Lowry's regional independence and the government. Can this continue, this government arrangement, do you think?
I don't think so, no. You can't be speaking out both sides of your mouth, so I don't think so.
Is that what Michael Lowry and the regional independence are trying to do, do you think, in this speaking rights row?
I don't know. It's really confusing. I don't really understand what's going on.
Where is it all going? I mean, we need people who are going to stand up for people's rights, housing, everything. It looks like a bad crash. At times.
It's very, very bad for the Dáil, like, you know. He doesn't want to sit, I suppose, with the government, you know, but sure, sees one side is the same as the seat on the other, like, you know.
Everybody's wondering what Michael Lowry has on this government or in this deal. Maybe there's something good coming this way?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know about that now. We're a long time waiting for it anyway.
Well, that's locals in Michael Lowry's Tipperary North constituency there, speaking to John Cook in Thurles.